Let's come into our postures for the sympathetic joy practice, creating ease in the body. Hopefully the stretch helped. And allow yourself to just scan through briefly the body, perhaps from head to toe, and release any areas of tension as you are able. Connect with your breathing, feeling the breathing, feeling the sensations of sitting, being embodied. As we go through this practice, with its phrases that we'll be repeating, be sure to keep connecting with the sense of the sitting and the breathing, such that the center of awareness is not high up in the head, but lower down. That kind of center of gravity of the awareness is lower down in the body, a feeling of being rooted. Even as we say phrases that may spark the mind. And as I said earlier, sympathetic joy practice is one of the four divine abodes, heavenly abodes, heavenly places. They're just great places for the mind to hang out. Loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Those are the four, and we might add a fifth, which is gratitude. These practices balance out one another. Sympathetic joy is sympathetic, that resonating with others. And in this case, resonating with their goodness, their innate goodness, and their wish, as all beings do, to be happy. And so bringing to mind a being who makes you smile. Someone for whom that sense of well-wishing is easeful. A smile readily comes to your face, and allow yourself to gently nurture that smile. A little turning up at the corners of the eyes and the lips as you imagine, sense this being, human or non-human. Being who makes you smile, and you know deep within you the innate goodness of this being. Not that the being is perfect, no one is, but you know that those moments of imperfection are just obscurations of that innate goodness. You see the bright shining face, you know it. And your wish for this being's happiness is easeful. So with this one in mind, I'll say some phrases and you can silently repeat them after me, or perhaps choose ones of your own liking. May this one who makes me smile, may you know your own goodness. May you know your goodness. May you know the truth of your goodness. May your happiness continue and increase. May your happiness continue and increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. Feeling the body sitting, the body breathing, a wee bit of a smile, repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing from this embodied place. May you know your innate goodness. May your happiness continue and increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. And then pausing with this one, again feeling the sense of sitting and breathing. That center of gravity of the awareness is deep within the body, perhaps through the heart area, perhaps through the heart and the belly, the torso, down to your toes. Let's take this well-wishing outwards. Let's gently challenge ourselves by remembering a benefactor, someone who's been good to us. No benefactor is perfect, no one is. And yet there is a knowing of something or many things very good about this being. You've experienced it. Holding him or her in mind, sensing, visualizing. Bit of a smile. May my benefactor know his or her innate goodness. May you know your goodness. May your happiness continue and increase. May your happiness continue and increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May you not be separated from great happiness. So holding the benefactor in mind and silent repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing. All the while feeling the body, taking your time. Perhaps saying your benefactor's name to yourself. And gently pausing with that, connecting with the body, the breath, the smile. Perhaps warming up the practice even more with a hand over the heart area, if that works for you, or some other soothing touch spot. It can also be a way to stay awake. And now let's give ourselves a further little challenge. Let's bring to mind someone who's very neutral to us. Perhaps we've seen this being before, but we don't really know him or her. May not even know the name. Could even be someone here today. A barista, a bus driver, a store clerk, a neighbor. Holding this being in mind. Knowing any imperfections that you may be aware of, if you're aware of them, are simply obscurations of their innate goodness. Perhaps even imagining this one as a young child, if that's helpful, if you're able. That can help for seeing that innate goodness shining through. So, with this neutral being in mind, again repeating the phrases from an embodied place. May you too know your innate goodness. May you know your innate goodness. May your happiness continue and increase. May your happiness continue and increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May you not be separated from great happiness. And again, continuing with these phrases or ones of your choosing for this neutral being. And pausing with that, and just noticing how you're feeling right now. How's the body doing? How's the heart? How's the mind? Letting it be however it is, whether it's bored or feeling awkward or confused, angry, resentful, irritated, sad, lonely, or some measure of contentment, ease, happiness, even joy, letting whatever is showing be here. Let's take our well-wishing outward now. Outward to everyone here today, which will also include yourself. what may seem kind of strange to have sympathetic joy for the self, but that's okay. We're going to try it on, see what happens. Having a sense of everyone here, maybe as a whole or particular individuals, this community here. Perhaps a hand to the heart or a soothing touch spot, especially if you find this including of yourself challenging. Feeling body sitting, body breathing, smiling into the breath. Remembering all beings wish to be happy. All beings have an innate goodness. You may need to take that on a bit of trust or a bit of faith. But if you remember that all beings were once wee babies, I find that makes it easier. Completely pure and innocent. Stunning. Beautiful. And that includes ourselves. May we all know our innate goodness. May we all know our innate goodness. May we know it deeply. May everyone's happiness continue and increase. May whatever measures of happiness we have continue and increase. May none of us be separated from great happiness. May we all know great happiness. Repeating these phrases or ones of your choosing for everyone here, including yourself. And feeling the body sitting and breathing. Noticing how the practice is feeling. Letting it be however it is. Opening the awareness to however it is. Letting it be so. If it's challenging, if it's difficult, pick a crevice, a homey gap between stones, and make it your own. Make a home in it. And as it makes sense to you, as you wish, taking these good wishes outwards to include all beings, the creeping and crawling, the swimming, the flying, the hopping and jumping, the slithering. Taking the well wishings outwards, even perhaps to include all the plant life that's actually very noticeably moving these days, vibrant with the spring. A sense, perhaps, of the whole planet and all of the elements that make up the planet. May we all know our innate goodness. May all beings, may all that is, know its innate goodness. May all things continue to be happy and have happiness increase. May the happiness of all things continue and increase. May all things not be separated from great happiness. May this planet know its goodness. May this be a happy planet. Feeling body sitting, body breathing, and smiling into these good wishes. And remembering Linda Buckmaster's poem, Flowering, the ending of it. This is all we have in this life, all we own. A flowering, an opening, a gap between stones for tiny, tender roots. May sympathetic joy as a practice help us with this endeavor.